This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo at the DuPont Food Pavilion at the Indiana State Fair. With me is Dr. Connie Weaver, distinguished professor and head of the Department of Nutrition Science at Purdue. Thanks for joining me, Connie.
Thanks. It's nice to be here. Welcome to My Plate.
That's right. We're standing at the My Plate and Beyond exhibit here at the Pavilion, and this is all about, in a nutshell, eating right and what used to be known as the food pyramid, correct?
So the food pyramid was based on the 2005 Dietary Guidelines Committee for Americans, that I was on that committee, by the way. And the 2010 committee updated the guidelines, which are similar, but then the logo became My Plate. And so we wanted to introduce everyone to My Plate and the science behind it.
And the idea behind My Plate is basically how to build your plate for each meal, correct?
That's correct.
And that is half the plate should be fruits and vegetables.
And you should have a protein source and a dairy source and whole grains, but half the plate fruits and vegetables. That's a big change for Americans.
So let's walk through this exhibit. This is basically the starting point, and it's a little boy named Max and his dog Munch are the characters, to appeal to the kids, I'm guessing.
As a boy with a pretty good life. He's got food, freedom, family, and fun, and a big, furry, floppy-faced, lovable mutt named Munch, Max's very best chum. They do everything together, especially eat, because they both love to gobble down food. Until one day, Max came home from school and said, Munch, our thinking might be skewed. We learned about eating in school today with a system called My Plate.
What do we see here as we walk through?
Okay, there are many interactive spots for different ages of children, and so families of all ages are enjoying this. So you have one section that talks about the various components of the plate, how to get your protein, variety of sources, how to get low-fat dairy choices, grains, make half your grains whole, and fruits and vegetables, what all the choices are, and how to get to half of your plate as fruits and vegetables. So there are several learning modules and quizzes related to those topics. Let's go on. This is a breakfast trying to help say if you're going to start with French toast or oatmeal or a breakfast burrito, how can you design a menu to get all the groups in? So you pull up this board and it'll say, if I have two pieces of whole wheat French toast, if I add a half a medium grapefruit and one cup of fat-free milk, then I can round out my plate.
And along the way on the walls of this exhibit, some other facts. Very colorful exhibit here.
It's a very colorful exhibit meant to have occupy 2,000 square feet. So after it's finished with the State Fair, it'll go on the road to children's museums. We did one on healthy diet and exercise for bone health in 2008, and it's been on the road ever since. It's in Fair Oaks Dairy right now. This part of the exhibit is gardening. So how, even in urban environments, can you raise some plants that will either help spice up your diet or grow your own fruits and vegetables to help educate the families about where do the plants come from. So you have the television screen that takes you through with Max and Munch of how to plant in little pots.
I knew we had a small yard, Max, but actually you can garden with no yard at all. It's called container gardening.
A container garden. What do you grow? Jars?
Very funny. No, almost anything can be used as a container as long as water can drain out of the bottom and you have to give the roots room to spread.
Hey, I bet we could put a container garden on our porch.
Or even a window.
And it is quite easy when you think about it. A tomato plant can grow in a small pot.
That's right. And carrots. This portion of the exhibit tells you how to select foods at the store, how to organize them at home, and then select out of the refrigerator so that you get one of each food group that's supposed to go on your plate. And there's handy recipes that you can take for fun ways to incorporate fruits and vegetables and dairy in your daily diet. This is an interactive exhibit to introduce people to all sorts of vegetables or protein sources or nuts and fruits, in case their selection has been so limited, to understand how to broaden their experiences with food. We need to expose our children. One idea of what I've done with my grandchildren is we have My Plate game dinners. And so I have them help me organize, here's a variety of fruits, here's a variety of vegetables, here's a variety of low-fat dairy, here's proteins, and here's a variety of whole grains. And I give them a picnic plate that's got divided compartments. And they have to pick one out of each group, just a bite or two. And then when they've eaten all that, they can come back and fill up with another choice of all the compartments. But they have to eat everything on their plate before they get to go again. The first time we did that, my kids that were age 6 and below ate for about 2.5 hours. They had so much fun. And now they beg me, can we do My Plate dinners again? This part is the beginning of how you have meals together. So this is a table sharing with your family, and the lessons are about the importance of mealtime, because people eat better when they eat in groups, and they have invested some planning to make sure you have all the components of My Plate, and children who eat with family meals do better in school. So we foster that. The one compartment we're going to add to this exhibit is in a restaurant. How do you pick according to My Plate guidelines in a restaurant? And that didn't quite get done in time for the fair, but it's to come for the roadshow and for next year's fair.
You can see the My Plate and Beyond exhibit in the DuPont Food Pavilion at the fairgrounds, a product of Purdue Extension and the Department of Nutrition Science at Purdue. Connie Weaver, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Loitzo.